Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the RIP Tour Podcast. I'm your tour guide, Tim, and we are here for kind of a mini episode, if you will. We were invited to Sir Henry's Haunted Christmas for their media night this past weekend, a couple days ago. And two of us got to go out as the other two were, you know, busy. I don't know what they were doing. Maybe they were shopping for us, Luke. Maybe they were getting us Christmas presents.
I hope so.
We've been good.
Sure didn't.
I know. But joining me, as you can hear, is Luke. So, Luke, how are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm good.
Yeah, it is
bright and early for me.
Yes, not really. Yeah, it is bright and early. We're recording this, so hopefully we'll get this out pretty quickly. So we're gonna dive into it. So, Sir Henry's Haunted Christmas. I love this event. We went last year, and it was amazing. And I feel like they improved on the event from last year. I know you didn't get to go, Luke, but overall thoughts, just like what was your initial like thinking of their Christmas event?
I loved it. I think they hit it spot on. I just love the vibe they had there too. I will say randomly, that was one of the best hot dogs I've ever had.
Oh, here we go.
I don't know why. It was the glizzy. It was the most basic hot dog, but I've just been talking about that hot dog for days.
What made it so good?
No clue. The love. They put love into that hot dog.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
But other than that, like let me get back to the Christmas event that we were talking about.
Yes, not hot dogs and glizzies.
It was so good though. I think they really had the vibe there, the atmosphere, the scares too, just everything. This event was awesome. I would kill to go back.
I agree. It's such a fun event. So Sir Henry's has two haunted trails. There are two escape rooms. There is axe throwing. There's laser tag. There is food and beverages. There is a swag shop.
Everything. It's got everything.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, honestly.
Photo ops.
Yeah, photo ops everywhere. There are scare actors walking around, you know, not just in the trails, but we have them outside as well. Sir Henry himself is there. Other special characters that maybe we'll get into a little bit later were some of our favorites.
Oh my gosh.
But I think what we're going to do first is we're going to talk about the mazes. So I'm going to give you guys a brief description of each house or each maze that was there this year. So this is the first one. This is the Krampus Knock 2. The Sullivan children are the most spoiled kids in town. Every Christmas, they look down upon the less fortunate and parade their new toys around for all to see while calling the penniless children names in a cruel fashion. This year, the town's children have begged and pleaded for Santa to give the Sullivan children lumps of coal, but someone else has heard their pleas. On Christmas Eve, the entitled children wake to strange sounds coming from their living room, and thinking that it's Santa, they jump out of their beds. Instead, they find that Krampus has come to punish the family. He even brought along his merry band of miscreants to ensure that they learn their lesson. The screams can be heard from miles away, and there is no escape for the Sullivan family. Will Krampus get you too? Ooh, Krampus.
Ooh, Krampus.
How sick is the Krampus that's walking around in the courtyard?
I love him. I was just saying all night, I'm like, I would get that mask tattooed on me. I think it's so cool looking. Just the entire character.
Yes.
Such an eerie presence. I love it.
Me too. Should we talk about this one first, and then I'll do the brief description, and we'll talk about the other one?
Yeah. I want to hear your thoughts. I mean, I know your thoughts, but take it away.
So Krampus Knock 2. So Krampus Knock was in the other trail where Sleigh Bells was last year. So now it's over in the mansion facade. If you guys have been to Sir Henry's before. So it was kind of cool. Both houses are fantastic. I feel like one just knocked it out of the park more, even though both are very good, if that makes sense. So yeah. Krampus Knock 2 will be my number two ranked maze on this list. I love it. Like I don't know. I like this maze itself because the inside is like walking through this old, like rundown mansion. And
they
deck it out with Christmas stuff. But you know, Krampus is just everywhere in this house.
Yes. And Krampus is violent.
Yes, Krampus is violent.
actors were going crazy in this house. I think they really... The actors make this event, by the way, I think. well, obviously the creative team and whatnot, yes. But they just, the interactions you can have with the actors at this event are so cool. And it's even in the houses, this house especially, I think they were killing it. And it really felt like Krampus was coming after you.
Yes.
And then everyone, it really felt like you were part of it. And
yeah, I'm going to agree with you there. The scare actors at Sir Henry's are always fantastic, and they just take it to another level, and it's so much fun. Definitely some memorable scenes in this house. One of them is actually Krampus putting a bag on a kid and actually like strangling him or taking him away while the kid is screaming. So it's kind of crazy and insane.
You're just kind of like, whoa, Krampus.
Yeah. So
chill out, man.
Yeah. So that one was kind of crazy. But I think for me, the showstopper or the most uncomfortable.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Area in this maze, like ever, was the closet scene.
Yes.
So this closet seems to go on forever. So let's start there. I felt like
corner after corner.
Yeah, I felt like we were walking through this closet for like a good 5 minutes. I know it wasn't, but that's what it felt like. It was so tight, so enclosed with like clothes on you. It's dark. And there's somebody running around in the closet.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I remember we were walking around and just clothes are moving. And I just felt someone run past me. And I was like, Tim, was that you? He's like, no, someone's running around.
Yeah, I was
here.
Like, somebody's in the closet here with us. So you don't really see them. You hear them. You can kind of see clothes moving. So things are happening. And then they get you. Because I did not see them. And they just,
that like dark monster creature.
Yeah, they're all like
came out right in front.
Yeah, well, because they're all dressed up in black and it's like a hooded robe kind of thing, and it was hard to see their face. And yeah, they got me. They got me good.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that was crazy. And we do have footage of all this, by the way. Our reactions to the houses.
I'm going to try and get this vlog up this week. We wanted to get the podcast out first, though, so everybody can hear about it.
So we will have footage.
Yes, we do have footage. We have we have footage of me and Luke going through the houses, one each each way. This was also the house where Mr. and Mrs. Claus were fighting. Is that correct?
No, that was the other house.
Oh, that was the other house. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so confused about that one. We're going to talk about Mr. and Mrs. Claus having a domestic argument.
Yeah. Also, yes, no. But the end scene of this house, too, I think it was right after that closet scene, had me jumping. And I know it's caught on the camera because I got in that last room. It was so good. And I think just the way they did their scares was, it's so unique. I don't know about if you noticed that, but especially compared to other haunts, it's just like they have so much more freedom to do whatever they want, scares they want.
So every time we talk about Sir Henry's, I talk about like the free reign that they have. You know, it's not like they don't have a huge production, you know, budget, but what they put together and what the scare actors do far just make up for everything.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
But these guys have free reign. They talk to you. Like, it's not like where you're going through HHN, where you're going through a house and it's like, you know, the same triggers.
It's a trigger. Yeah.
You know, the same lines, whatever. These guys are just, it's off the cuff. It's amazing. And they will interact with you and they will follow you through half the house if they want to. which we had a couple times where, you know, people were just following us and, you know, kind of getting spooked.
And the pulsing, they can do much better.
Oh,
so pulsing. If it's just you, it's just you.
Yeah, the pulsing in here is crazy. It's like 30 or 45 seconds in between groups, you know, depending on how busy the evening is. And it was fantastic. Like, think about any of you guys that have actually run like an HHN house, you know, by yourselves, because it's happened. We've done it.
Yep.
That's how it is.
But you got to get very lucky.
But that's how it is here normally. Like, it's not a conga line. Like, they pulse Yeah, which is fantastic. And it's got to be the best local haunt, in my opinion. It's just 100%. So much fun. And they just put on such an amazing event each time. Valentine's Day, Christmas, Halloween, whatever they do, they go all out. But yeah, Krampusnacht 2 was really fantastic. You got any last thoughts about Krampusnacht?
I'm so sorry.
What happened there, Luke? Are you there?
Just a little delay. My dog.
Oh. Oh. Okay,
little
so
Marceline.
We're gonna leave this in. So everybody say hi, Marceline. Hi,
Marcy. She's just chewing a toy.
Any final thoughts on Krampus Knocked?
Loved it. I remember the first time going through it, I was kind of debating on whether or not which one I liked more. But then the next house we're gonna talk about definitely took it away once we went through it a second time.
All right, so let's get into it. So the second house or the second maze is called Sleigh Bells. Once a place of happiness and merriment, the North Pole has become a place of chaos and terror. As more and more children choose to stop believing in Santa Claus, the magic is being slowly drained away. Mr. and Mrs. Claus have sunk into a dark depression and can't seem to find the motivation to get out of their cabin. Leaving the North Pole to the elves, who have become insatiable with anger, who do these kids think they are, after all, that Santa has done for them? Well, no more. The elves are taking revenge. Lumps of coal is just child's play compared to the plans these elves have. They are burning down the North Pole and taking all the non-believers with them. Will you survive the horror that now reigns at the North Pole? Okay. This was my favorite house. This house was
so much fun.
It was like total chaos, but it was so much fun. And it was so long. What did we walk out? We were like 7-8 minutes.
I think it was about seven minutes.
Running
long.
Through the trail. Oh, man. Okay. So, Luke, I'm going to have you start on this one.
Just like, because I want to talk about everything. This whole house was so good. And I remember each scene was just blew me away. But I think you kind of started in, what was it, a workshop? Did it look like to you?
Kind of. I don't know. I think that first room was almost like a bar because there was like Santa just hanging out there.
I was leading and I led us the wrong way. And the actor's like, "You're going the wrong way." And I was like, "Oh boy." And he's like, "No, you're going the wrong way." And I was like,
that was so funny. Yeah. And that has happened to us a couple times, even like during the Halloween event. So, scare actors are very good to make sure that, you know, you're going in the right direction. They'll lead you.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, there's just elves everywhere.
They're
pissed off. They're angry.
it is chaos. You got reindeers running around. Salvation Army, Santa,
snowmen, definitely
a chainsaw, the woods too.
I also
the town.
That was amazing to me. So they actually there is an actual village of like Santa in the North Pole, and it's snowing there. Like it was actually snowing outside. Like it was cool.
They got fake snow.
That's snope.
I mean, real snow, of course.
I mean, yes, of course. But yeah, that was kind of wild. But so give me some of your favorite scenes, because this place, this house was so much fun.
Yeah, definitely that town with the guy in the sliding. I don't know if you remember the first time we went through that. I just saw him walking over and then he just slides right in front of us, right in front of me, inches away. I was like, oh my God, that was so cool.
Okay, so anybody that's ever been to like Howl of Scream at Busch Gardens or at SeaWorld now, any of the sliders that you've ever seen like out in the scare zone, they put one in a house. This was wild.
It was crazy.
Like he came out of nowhere and scared all of us. We did not know what was going on. It was crazy.
So he was awesome. And then I love too how the house kind of connects to other scenes. So some actors you'll see, they'll come back for you. Since you're just going back in a loop, they have multiple boo holes to get you on either side of the house. The forest scene was awesome in this one. They had lights all around the Christmas trees. They had people in ghillie suits, a chainsaw, which also, about the following. The chainsaw guy turned around right behind Brady for a couple of moments. I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Santa and Mrs. Claus fighting.
This was one of my favorite, like... Did you ever think that you would ever see Mr. and Mrs. Claus going at it fighting?
Like they were just an old married couple throwing marshmallows at each other.
Yelling at each other. Like this was hilarious. Like whoever came up with this idea was this was absolutely brilliant. Like never in a million years did I ever think that I'm going to see a domestic dispute with Mr. and Mrs. Claus going at it. It was just so much fun. Let's see a couple other highlights in here. That crazy like church, that mini like small church you go through.
All those ritual
statues that I swore that were some of them were going to come alive. Get it. And then that screaming little elf.
I always forgot.
Oh my God. Let's not forget about the monkey with the symbols.
Oh my gosh.
So there's a monkey sitting unsettling. In a chair. It's very unsettling because I was like, ooh, he's scary looking. And I did not think it was real until they started slamming the symbols and scared the ever living poop out of me. This house had everything. It has scares, it has humor, it has chaos. I don't know. I feel like when we all walked out of this house at the end of the first time we went through, we were all like,
yeah,
that house was so much fun.
Yes.
It was fantastic. It looks great. There's so much cool things going on in there. There's a cameo by Rudolph at the end, which is fantastic.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So if you like puppets, you'll like that.
Like, yeah. I know the gingerbread guy's in there. They have another gingerbread.
Little Jimmy.
And then we got on our second run through, we got a special guest appearance by Alabaster Brown Nose.
He might be one of our favorite characters ever.
100%.
Alabaster Brown Nose. Just basically, I don't know. He's trying to run North Pole is basically what's going on. And getting everything going.
Specializes in like elf termination.
Yeah.
I have his business card somewhere, but.
The fact that this man had business cards to give out was so.
He handed me one, yeah.
So cool.
In the house, that was crazy.
Very creative idea. There's a phone number on it. There's a QR code on the back of it. We actually called the number because we needed to know. So basically, you can call the number and you will hear a recorded message by Alabaster himself with some.
Do you want me to call? If you want me to call, you can.
We can try and put this on the air, on the podcast.
I have it in here. Are you ready? Let's see. I don't know how it's going to sound, but we'll try.
Just put it up to your mic. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That was horrible. Let me call it one more time. It tried connecting to my AirPods. It's still trying to connect to my AirPods.
Hey guys, Alabaster Brown Nose, head of North Pole Relations. Look, I'm a little tied up right now. I got some things going on, so I'll get back to you guys as soon as I can, okay?
I don't even like that, my name. Oh, he calls me a slacker, and yet he's on the phone.
All right, well, I gotta go.
So that's the message.
And you can actually leave a voicemail, which we did.
Yeah.
I think this is just like in the details, like to have that. On top of everything, I just thought was so cool.
Yeah, it was very funny. We got to leave a voicemail with one of the scare actors too outside of the house. One of the snowman,
the melting
walking
snowman
around. Yeah, again, just that character interaction. It was
so many
hilarious.
Yeah. So okay. So those are the mazes, and
yeah,
then
playbells definitely takes the
four
cake.
Of us did some escape rooms too.
Heck yeah. Got two escape rooms.
Two escape rooms. Do we remember the names of the escape rooms?
One was Big Jimmy's
Cookies something, right?
Cookies. Oh, gosh.
And then the other one was like the Toy Store Terror or something.
Toy Store Terror. Yeah.
Yeah. But needless to say, I'm very proud of us because we actually solved both rooms.
We did.
Because me and Ash had a really bad time trying to solve one of the rooms at Halloween last year. It was so bad.
Nice.
The first room, the toy one, we did with what, like 10 seconds left, 15 seconds left or something. I finally got the lock open. And I was like, there it is.
I think, yeah, as the lock opened, the timer ended. And he's like, yeah, I'll count it.
I got it. It's like, I opened it.
Yeah.
But what's kind of cool there is you have to figure out what's going on. There's like a heart. Locked in a glass case, and you just have to go find clues and get the code to the lock and open that up. The other one,
Big Jimmy.
We were told that. Basically, you have to unlock the oven to get the cookies out. And this one, I think, was a little more easy. There's like four. Well, I won't say it. You got to figure out what you have to do in there too. I'm like all trying to get out answers. Don't do that, Tim.
Don't. Yeah, come on.
I'm sorry. And then, I mean, just everything. So they've got, we didn't get to do laser tag. They didn't really have the laser tag open that night, but they have laser tag. The two escape rooms, there's food, beverage, as Luke talked about, you know, eating them hot dogs.
The hot dogs.
You know, they have other things too. There's axe throwing, which we didn't do. I don't think anybody was having that going on that evening.
Yeah.
Sir Henry is there himself. He's kind enough to talk with us and take some pictures with us. You know, he's the main man. Gotta go see him. He's all dressed up and dapper in his Christmas outfit. You know, he looks fantastic.
Just Owen in the place.
Yep. Let's see. We had Krampus walking around. We had like a crazy like ballerina walking around.
Oh yeah, she was there creepy. Was like
the green pumpkin dude walking around.
Yeah,
he's actually controlled by somebody in just like a black suit, which is just so much fun. It's cool.
Yeah, they had a toy soldier walking around on stilts.
Toy soldier
with a
one.
Chainsaw.
Yeah, that was really cool.
That was fun.
No, he had the prod. He had the prod.
Oh, at first he had a chainsaw, and then
they gave him a prod. Cattle prod. A cattle prod. Because we were like, is that real?
Is that? Yeah, I was like, oh my god, he was scaring people as they were coming out of the house.
I think, and then we had the melted snowman. We were talking with her for a while. She was fantastic. I think two of my my favorite ones were the Christmas carolers that had their mouths all jacked up and sewn up and butchered and some crazy eyeballs. I posted a picture on Twitter. I'll actually post that picture. I'll edit it up a little bit better and post that on Instagram today because I just thought they were so cool looking, you know, and they couldn't talk to you. And it was just, you know, that's just funny. You know, they're caroling.
Yeah, they're just caroling. Yeah.
Let's see. They have the swag shop where you can get, there was candles, socks, earrings. They didn't have t-shirts yet, but they should be there for opening weekend. Nice. But they're on the way. There's hoodies. And even if you can't get any of the stuff, if it's not there, it will go on the online store too as well, from what we were told. The authors are there, Brad and Amanda, who wrote both Sir Henry's books. So you can go chat with them as well. What else am I missing? What else we got? Oh, man, Mr. and Mrs. Claus at the front, you know.
Oh yeah, the cool.
They're doing tattoos now because you know they need some more cash.
Yeah, they got to make money for those presents year round.
Plenty of photo ops. You know, there's so many cool places to take photos. Then you had in the courtyard. They had the main the main monument, if you will.
It was
little Christmas shack with Christmas trees all lit up. But then Krampus is coming out of the middle of the house, which was fantastic. There's fog and smoke and, you know, he raises up, his eyes light up. It was just, it's so cool. Yeah,
that was cool.
It's such a fun feel, a great feel, like when you're there hanging out. It's just, like you said earlier, Luke, it's just good vibes.
Yeah, they really, it's fun. It's a fun haunt. Definitely worth every penny that you spend. Because I want to go back. I want to go back this weekend, maybe next weekend. Speaking of this weekend or next weekend, their dates are 2 weekends only. They got the 9th, 10th, and the 11th for this weekend. And then next weekend, the 16th, 17th, and 18th. Friday and Saturday, they're open till 10:30.
And what time they open?
And then Sunday is 9:30 and 6:30.
Oh, 6:30. Okay, so 6:30. What is it, 6:30 to 10:30 on Friday and Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like 80% sure.
And then Sunday,
90% sure.
Sunday it's shorter. I do know that.
Yeah. So Sunday they just have it a little bit shorter. The event does start at 6:30. You can also buy tickets for certain in times. So I think it's every hour, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30,
and
or
make
every
sure
half hour.
And while we're talking about tickets, Luke's going to go over pricing in a minute, but make sure you have to buy your tickets online. You have to buy them in advance before the event so you can go.
And you got to check in. Yeah.
All right, so Luke, so let's talk about the pricing of the tickets. How much is it to go to Sir Henry's?
General admission is going to be $25 online with a $3 fee, so you're spending about $28. And then for the front of line is going to be $35 with another $3 fee. That's not bad at all.
I see. That's pretty awesome. $38, you know, front of the line. You can run the houses however many times you want.
That's $16 a house, and that's only if you're doing the house once.
Yeah, so for real. We ran the houses multiple times, so it was cool. What else? So we don't have it in front of us, but all of the like the axe throwing, the laser tag, and the escape rooms are all an upcharge. We definitely know that the escape rooms are like $5.
Yeah,
we just couldn't remember. We think it's probably about the same for axe throwing and laser tag as well, but just know that those are upsells.
So you
get in there, there is a Krampus Cafe on the right hand side when you walk in the gates. That's a table where you will actually go and purchase your upsells, you know, to get times for the escape rooms, laser tag, all that kind of good stuff. The swag shop is right next to it, you know, where you can get all your good stuff.
Yeah, and it's really easy because you just sign up. They gave us tickets with a return time to go to one of the escape rooms. So you just get there a little bit. We got there 5 minutes early because there was another party right in front of us. But it only takes about 3 minutes to get in. So you're not going to be waiting too long.
Yeah, and it's very short. 3 minutes for each, you know, room you have to try and solve it. And, you know, obviously we were able to do it with like 10 seconds left in the first one. The second one.
Yeah, we were struggling.
The second one we did in like 15 seconds. We were like, we're done.
Yeah, we walked out and then the guy's way over there just waiting. He kind of looks over because, did you do it? Yeah, we got it. We got the cookies.
He's like, oh, all right. I think this is just a fantastic event. I mean, if you need some more spooky in your life, what a better way than to have Christmas and spooky mixed together? It's like two of my favorites.
Yeah,
I love that.
100%.
Oh yeah. So Sir Henry's is fantastic. Please go see them. Go support local haunts. Again, 100%. we want to thank Sir Henry's for inviting us out for the media event because we had a blast.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
An absolute
definitely
blast. And I would love to get out there again if I can with my schedule, because this is my crazy time of the year as well.
Yep.
I would love to get back out there because it is just so much fun. Yeah. So much
fun. And the location's good too. It's out over in Lakeland area. So you're not too
Plant
far
City.
From Orlando.
Yeah, it's in Plant City. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so it's not too far from Tampa. Well, it's closer to Tampa, but not too far from Orlando.
I was going
to
say, if you're in the Orlando area, it's really not a terrible drive. For me, it's a little bit further. You know, it took me a little over 2 hours, but I don't mind because it's such a fun event. It's well worth the drive. So that's not even a complaint at all. But I think that's going to bring us to the end of the episode. I mean, Luke, you got anything else? Anything else you want to say before we head out of here?
Nothing you didn't cover. Just a big thank you to Sir Henry's. Loved that event. I'm so glad I got to go this year because I did miss last year, and this has been one of my favorite events. I think just that whole, again, that atmosphere, the Christmas vibe, I loved it.
Yeah, agreed. Thank you again to Sir Henry's. Like, we love you guys. Thank you for inviting us out. I got to go to the Christmas one last year, their first one, and you know, we were there. I was with Luke on this one. I got to say, last year's was fantastic, but I think they upped their game this year, and I think this year's event is even better. So if you guys went last year, I feel like you're in for like a huge treat and a huge upgrade. And like I said, not that last year was bad, because it wasn't. It was really fantastic, but this year is just sleigh bells, Krampus Nacht 2, fantastic. The characters are fantastic. Everything, just so much fun. So go support them. Support local haunts.
Do it. Sir Henry's Haunted Trail, I think, is their tag.
Yes.
And
you can follow them on Twitter, Instagram, and then, you know, get the information.
I'm 100% sure, actually. Anyways. Yeah, go follow them.
But I think that's going to be it for us. We'll be back soon. We have some plans in the works, so it won't be too long until you hear from us again. But until next time, bye.
See ya.